Sound check. Is this thing really on? We are here. Back. Pete Chris. You got it lit. It's summertime. It just like jumped like straight to summer. It was like so cold.
So ignorant.
And then summer. It's like you just missed that spring moment where you could
and
just like chill.
And that's unfortunate. I really love spring.
Me too.
I really love it. And we didn't get it.
Yeah, we'll see, because you know this weather's been absolutely insane. But you know, I had a whole like topic planned, and then the craziness broke out on the internet.
Okay.
And I've been taking a kind of like a hiatus from the internet, so I'm like in and out, right? And then I see like all the stuff about Kanye. And I'm like, what is going on? Like, because I remember Ebro, right, from Hot 97, talking about him having a conversation with Kanye, and then, you know, Kanye discussing his opioid addiction and how people didn't show up to him in the hospital and all kinds of stuff, right? So that kind of was like the beginning, right, of just this Kanye reemerging, because he had kind of been...
When was that? Because I didn't see that. When did he...
So that was probably about, like, a week and a half ago.
Okay.
Right? He said he had a conversation with Kanye, and, you know, Kanye was just talking about how, you know, he was working on his new stuff, blah, 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 blah. Then, you know, then he came out with the hat, right? Make America
yes.
Great Again,
yes,
right?
Yes, yes. I'm sorry. I do remember that. And yes. That's why we all found out that music was coming. Yes. Okay.
Right? So then we saw footage of him in the studio with this hat rocking out, and then him talking about, I love Trump, and then the tweets started, and, you know, because he's kind of been low-key for a moment.
Mm-hmm.
And then he decides to go to TMZ and say a lot of things that have said a lot of people, right? Mm-hmm. But of course, Kanye and Kim, they are what they are, right?
And what is that?
They are media whores.
Okay.
Right? They love the attention. They love the drama. They stay away from, they'll take a little hiatus, but they, you know, when it's time for some product to drop or something happen, all of a sudden you see a whole bunch of nude photos. You see Kim's bushless bush on Insta story, because she just dropped her fragrance line, or have one of her fragrances, and now Kanye is, you know, about to drop some music, and he went to TMZ to do an interview with Harvey, and he, you know, he just starts spewing all of these things, says that basically for 400 years of slavery, that was a choice. He says, he talks about, you know, his liposuction that he had because he didn't want to be like Rob Kardashian, and because people were going to be calling him fat, so he had lipo. So from lipo, he got addicted to opioids because they prescribed him certain drugs and blah, 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 blah. Anyway, so then in the middle of all of this ranting and raving and carrying on, one of the staff from TMZ stood up, which everyone is applauding him. He's like, now has his new platform, right? Good looking guy, if I must say so myself. Van Lathan stood up and basically checked him and was like, yo, you have morphed into something that we like is bullshit, you know, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And it's disappointing and hurtful, and you're basically socially irresponsible by the things that you're saying, and I don't think you're thinking, you know. And the whole Kanye's whole platform is, you know, free thought, right? Because he was talking about the young lady he was supporting, and that kind of, that's how it kind of, you know, started spiraling, because the conservative, I forgot her name, but the conservative woman who
Go on.
So she, you know, he started with, he supports her and all this free thought. And to say, I'm not opposed to anyone having free thought, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not opposed to black people having different thoughts, beliefs, you being conservative, you being Republican. You're not the enemy. You know, like, you may have different principles and values when it may become to certain religious stuff that you may have that makes, when it makes you more Republican than you are Democrat. You know, you may be a little bit more conservative when it comes to abortions or even fiscal spending, whatever it is. Like, you have, there's a lot of conservative black people and who are my friends, who are Republicans. My ex-boyfriend was a Republican, you know, and we didn't agree on a lot of things. And he came from the South, so he was very conservative. Me coming from New York, I was definitely more liberal. And that's, you know, like, but what shocked me with Kanye, because I think his father used to be like the professor of Howard University African-American Studies, right? So I think both his parents were professors. Mm-hmm. You know, for him to make such an ignorant, misinformed statement like that, mm-hmm. it kind of made everyone kind of just go up in arms.
So which statement are you referring to? The slavery was a choice?
Yes.
Okay, let me comment.
Okay.
So... okay, where do I start? Kanye, as we all have witnessed for the last, I don't know how many years, has mania moments and then his more level moments. That's what it's called, that, because mm-hmm. I don't know the technical term mm-hmm. for it.
You're married to a...
I know. I can't think of what it's called when you're not in mania. Okay. But clearly there were... Okay, so there were two interviews. There was the one with Charlamagne, and then that was him dropping by TMZ.
Yes.
I think that it was very obvious that at TMZ, he was in his hypermania mode, right? You could tell by the way he was going. He was up. He was down. He was saying all types of things. From what the media put out there, I too was one of those people that was like, what the heck is wrong with Kanye? What are you doing? What are you saying? But then I went back and I listened to the entire interview. That's not what he's saying. You can hear what he's saying, but the problem is he says things that are taken as sound bites, clips, and then people run with it, but you don't understand fully what he's saying. A, because he speaks on a level that is most of the time above what the average brain is able to consume. Let's go there, because he's always on another level. B, he jumps around because his brain is moving faster than what his mouth can keep up with. So he'll say a statement and he'll jump to the next point. But if you really listen to what he's saying, he wasn't saying that slavery itself was a choice. He was saying that mentally, us as black people were enslaved and we made that choice mentally to stay there. Now, again, I do not agree with that statement. I think that, yes, we did make that choice to stay there, but there was what am I trying to say? Because now I'm talking fast. mm-hmm. We were brainwashed. There were things that were done. There were fear tactics. Our tongues were cut out. There were all these different levels to trying to keep people in bondage, right? So he actually went back today and retweeted
he did retweet and try to clean up what he said.
But I don't think he was trying to clean it up. I think that now he's not in hypermania mode and he was trying to better express what it is that he was saying. Because Kanye has never been the type that did not stand up for black rights and for racism. Mm. So it doesn't, I don't agree with that. Mm. I think
I'm gonna let you finish.
Listen, people don't understand what it is that he's trying to say, and he does not do a good job at expressing it in a way that people understand.
Then you need to shut up.
If you listen to him but see, that's the beauty in who he is and the genius of him, because he has so much knowledge and so much to say that he wants to share it. If you listen to his interview with Charlamagne, one of the things that he said was that he feels like a lot of times words get in the way of thoughts, because everybody thinks things, but you have to figure out the best way to express it verbally. So a lot of times you may have an idea, or someone else may have an idea and they bring it to you, and you can't express in words why you don't agree with it, but you just know that it's not something that you agree with, right? I think that that is one of his downfalls, is that he knows what he's trying to say in his brain, but it's not coming out the same way verbally.
Okay.
Go ahead.
All right. When you are on a platform, mm-hmm. right, and you consider yourself influential, mm-hmm. and we always, you know, make joke of, I miss the old Kanye and whatever did Kanye, right? Mm-hmm. And I think that person was definitely still had those moments of impulsive, you know, when he said Bush don't care about black people, you know,
he has a lack of impulse control.
Yes, right. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he goes more on feeling.
Sometimes.
I think he goes more on feeling than he does on actual information. He has expressed that he does not read. He likes to just express himself and feel what he says and all this stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Which and that's what I saw, and I said, I know what you're saying in reference to these mania moments and mm-hmm. then these kind of sublime moments, where, because even when Van Lathan stood up and checked him, mm-hmm. rightfully so, mm-hmm. about, you are an artist, right? Mm-hmm. You live a different type of life than the average man.
Yes.
Right? And for you to say the things that you're saying, it doesn't affect you in the same way it affects the average person and the things that they have to go through on an everyday struggle.
Even though what he's saying is not what we're hearing, because I don't understand what everyone else is hearing that I'm not hearing. Like, I get the sound bite, but when you listen to it in depth, I understand what he's saying. He's saying that mentally we are in bondage just as we are now. However, now we have the ability to break through it more because we've gotten smarter. We have access to more things to be able to break free.
There are things still in place. Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. There are things still in place that have kept tons of people down. And that's why reading is so important. Mm-hmm. Okay? Because people just talk. They just talk. But they don't read. When you look at Ferguson, right? Mm-hmm. And when you strip down Ferguson and you see that these people, before Michael Brown happened, mm-hmm. right? And people went in there and those cops created a certain type of culture.
Yes.
There.
Yes.
They were targeting lower income folks and giving them more tickets, giving them more just arresting. There was a lot of different things that were happening socially there, mm-hmm. that once, you know, and people don't, that's what I said, there's this like disconnect, right? And I think when you read people, then you're able to see that when you're living a certain life and you're doing certain things, right? And you get a ticket, you pay that shit, right? It's nothing. You got you making your parent, you and Chris making a certain amount of money. You get $100 ticket, another $100 ticket. It's easy for you to write off.
Yes.
It's easy for you to pay. But you don't seem to understand, not saying you, but people don't seem to understand that that $100 ticket to you may not be nothing, but that $100 ticket to someone else, it may go unattended, right?
So hold on.
Listen, that then next thing you know, they get pulled over. Mm-hmm. Then they lose their license. Mm-hmm. That losing their license affects their job. And there are things that are in place in America that affects lower income people more than it affects the upper class folks, right? That one little thing can spiral you down into something else that could affect your whole life.
Correct.
Child support, right? Mm-hmm. Whatever it is, those things can affect your whole life. And I feel like sometimes when we live in this glass bubble of living this life and partying and doing this and doing that, people don't seem to understand that that's not normal. Right?
Yes.
And it's not normal, and things are put in place to keep people where they are.
Yes. Do you really feel that Kanye is not aware of that?
No.
That's not the case. No. I think what we're...
I believe he's not aware of that.
So hold on.
I believe he's completely whitewashed. This is like... Listen to me. Listen to me about me and Kanye, right? And I'm going to tell you, because I'm a Kanye fan. I've interviewed the man 4 times. Right, I've been in his presence. I've seen the transition change, not on an everyday basis, you know what I mean, but I worked in radio, so Kanye had to come through the ranks when he first was popping. Like, he had to come to the radio station. So I'm seeing this person from, like, I don't know if you've ever been around Kanye, you know what I mean, mm-hmm. but I've been around Kanye, been in the same room with him, interviewed him, talked to him, so seeing that person and seeing who he is now, I'm like, who is
Hold
this
on.
Person?
But we have to stop. Like, yes. A, that's insinuating that when people come up, they can't grow and change. A, obviously he's going to change. Where he started in the beginning is nowhere near the level where he is now. But B, let's go back some. Think about his lyrics. Listen to the things that he said. Let's go all the way back to Watch the Throne. Mm-hmm. If you really listen intensely to what Jay-Z and Kanye West, that's the right album, right? Watch the Throne is mm-hmm. the one he did together. Mm-hmm. The majority of the album is about black empowerment. When you make it to the top, domino, how you go, you only see a few blacks, only how you go.
It's real far away from Watch Your Throne. We're way far away from Watch Your Throne at this point.
But this is what I'm saying. It's not that he's not aware of it. It's that he tries alternative tactics to get to the same outcome. He's not retarded. This man is a genius, people. He knows what
music,
he's doing. He
genius. Music genius no, it's is more, different.
It's not
okay?
just the music genius. Look what the man does with the fashion industry.
That's it.
No.
Culturally. Yes. No. I'm not saying that fashion and music, that's your lane.
Okay.
That's your lane.
All right.
Can you stop? You're stepping into politics and policy and this and that, the other. People don't read, so they don't know the things that are there that implemented. So right now, going back to Ferguson, because of things that have happened, right? And because those people didn't vote or wasn't empowered and they had the judges, people don't seem to understand, like, when we talk about voting and how important voting is, right? Like, when you don't have anybody representing you, right? If you detach, right, and you don't have anybody representing you in the court systems, the judges, the prosecutors that look like you, that empathize with you, can understand your struggle, then those things start to happen where they create different systems to disempower you, right? So now in Ferguson, now you have people who have been there, who should be there for years, now they're out of office because now the people are in there and being activated to participate in the system.
But
right?
Help me understand what it is that you're saying that Kanye is doing and saying that is making you feel like,
let me tell you,
he's opposing what you're saying. And I'm asking this because I want to use this to kind of transition into the statement about Trump. And before we get there, I want to finish hearing what you're saying, but I want an example of what you feel like he did and said that related directly to that.
This is my thought about Kanye. I think Kanye is contrary, right? There are people, right, who want to always go against the status quo. And I'm not saying that is bad. I'm not saying that, but I just think his tactic is bad.
Do you think he tries to challenge the status quo, or do you think he's trying to challenge the way we think?
Challenge the status quo. I don't think about him trying to challenge the way it's the status quo where it's just like, and he explained it in the interview, right? He talked about if you go back into the TMZ video, right? And he basically was saying, and I said they didn't take this part. You said like he comes in with sound bites, and that's where I feel like when you say they take these sound bites. Yeah, that's the media. They're gonna sensationalize things. They're gonna take things that are the most shocking and the most appalling, and that's gonna be the leading story, right? So that's why you have to be careful of what you say.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's where the stupidity comes in, because you come in with all this other crap, and they're gonna, whatever your messaging is, gets lost. Because you come in with the stupid stuff first, and then you after somebody checks you, then you start processing what that person is saying, and then it wasn't manic, right? When Van Lathan, I said there's a portion you have to check out the whole TMZ video.
He comes back down.
Right, he comes
Listen,
back down.
This part that you're saying now, I 100% agree with you.
And he starts processing exactly, and he said, "I'm sorry because I know black people are disappointed in me."
Mm-hmm.
He said that.
Mm-hmm.
He said, "What I'm saying is that, instead of Trump is the most important, he is the most powerful person. And instead of hating, let's try with love. If I'm an influential rapper and I have access to him and I'm coming here to talk to him about A, B, C, and D, then you should embrace me. This is why I'm saying with the status quo, and I don't think about his free thought, all this bullshit, right? I think with Kanye and with Obama and with Jay-Z and Beyonce, right? I've always thought that Kanye has always wanted to be on the level of Jay-Z and Beyonce. He's always wanted Kim to be on the level of him, of Jay-Z and Beyonce. The fact that Jay-Z and Beyonce had so much access, okay, to Obama, they're walking in the inauguration. They have access to the White House. Now you have Donald Trump, who Kanye could go to the White House. Kanye could meet with the president, right? To me, it's like he wanted that access.
No, I don't agree with
yes,
that.
It's no. all, it's to me, it's like he wants the attention. Like, he wasn't getting, Obama called him a jackass. Right? Yes.
But wait, but hold on. Because I think that, again, we're speaking hypotheticals and we don't know what he felt, right?
He
but
said it.
He did not say that they had access to the White House and he wanted it too. So that's why he was supposed to Donald Trump.
First and foremost, right? If anyone could, I'm not, yeah, we're speaking on our own free thought, mm-hmm. right? Our own free thought. And when you look at when Obama, and he talks about it. He talks about yes. it with Charlamagne.
Yes.
Right? And he talks about, and I said, when I feel about someone being contrary and somebody doing things for shock value, right? And the fact that, do you think Donald Trump is taking what Kanye West is saying is serious? Like, that's what the shit that throws me off. Like, do you think that rich white man really cares about what you think, Kanye?
But, oh my God. Okay, if I could.
Yeah, unpack what I said.
I don't think Donald Trump cares what Kanye has to say. What I think is that Kanye feels like, wait, hold on, mm-hmm. pause. Donald Trump does not care. But if all of us take the stance of he doesn't care what we say, so we just decide not to say anything, he's going to continue to do what he wants to do and we're never going to get anywhere, A. But B, again, if you unpack what Kanye said, he said when Obama went into office, he was perfect, right? He was too perfect. Yeah, I kind of get that. But what he really said was Obama had to live politically correct. He had to do everything correct because he was the first black president. He could not mess up, right? He couldn't F up. Anything that he did, he knew was extremely watched under a microscope. So here you have another politician in office. When Donald Trump got into office, it showed that you did not have to be a politician to be in office. Now, granted, we had the Kennedys and all of that. I get that. But
there's
you have
tons
a whole...
Of, that's what I'm saying
on,
about
hold
reading.
On cause you, but hold on, because you keep...
yes.
He was a socialite that got into office. So in Kanye's theory, it
Ronald
is...
Ronald Reagan, sorry.
It was... Mm-hmm. But again, what I'm saying... But listen, mm-hmm. he gets into office. He's not politically correct. He gets there, and now he's saying whatever the hell he wants, and everybody's looking like, what? Right?
But how did he get there?
Can I finish? Mm-hmm. Can I finish? So he's saying that it broke that you keep throwing me off every time you interrupt me, mm-hmm. but Donald Trump gets into office and he says everything he wants to say and we're all appalled at all the things that he says. Mm-hmm. All of us are. In my opinion, Donald Trump is horrible, mm-hmm. right? But Kanye's saying that he's exercising this free speech. So this is where I kind of separate from what Kanye is saying, because yes, he's exercising free speech, but as the president, you cannot exercise that type of free speech. So I understand what you're saying. But Kanye is stating that now that there's someone in office that's going all crazy like this, it's showing people that, hey, you have the ability to say what you want. Let's use the most powerful office in America to say what you want, but let's get somebody in there that says the appropriate things. While we have this jackass in office, who's Donald Trump, let's at least try to get to him and utilize him to push our own agendas. Not Kanye's agenda, but our agenda as black people. No, Donald Trump doesn't care, but we can't just all assume that he doesn't care. We have to actually step up and do something. Everybody is pretty much hands up. We give up on Donald Trump. Nobody wants to say anything to him. Nobody wants to work with him. All of us are like, we fucking hate him. I don't mean to cuss, but excuse me, but we hate him. Let's just get him out of office. And I think Kanye's kind of like, well, wait, what's wrong with him? Why is he acting like this? Let's help him with love. And I think that Kanye acts that way because so many people shun him every time he says something that people don't agree with. So I think that he's trying to make the best of a bad situation that we're already in. Okay. I don't really think that it's I think that the shock value part of it for all of us is, oh my gosh, he has on a Make America Great Again hat. Oh my gosh, he's saying I love Donald Trump. What is this about?
Attention. But, and I said, you know, and I emphasize reading so much because
emphasize that, reading to who? What are you saying?
To just people, right? Uh-huh. Reading, I don't know if people read a newspaper every day. I tend to read an article, a newspaper every day, to try to kind of really understand and see what's actually happening. And the fact that Donald Trump, the reason why he won were several different things.
Mm-hmm.
people had ill feelings about Hillary, mm-hmm. right? She wasn't a strong enough candidate, right, to galvanize people to the polls, right? Galvanize black people to the polls. There are things that the Clintons did that people, a lot of black people felt were wrong. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they just didn't believe in the Clintons. And a lot of people didn't believe in the Clintons. They were tired of them. Then you have, you know, Donald Trump, who rode on a campaign of divisiveness. And I think that Donald Trump was definitely a backlash to having a black president, right? There's a lot of people, white people, who were upset that they had a black president. And he kind of rode on that and in just not even just the black president, but just the fact that white fear of minorities taking over. Right? Mexicans taking jobs, Mexicans, you know, people are looking at their neighborhoods and they're seeing the Kardashians marrying black men and white women. They're seeing all this intermingling, and he kind of tapped into this whole white fear situation, and that's when he used Steve Bannon, because those platforms, those are the things that that's the propaganda that they use to kind of galvanize these white people and draw them to the polls, and saying that we need to kind of take back our country. And that's what that means of make America great again. It's a subliminal message of like, we need to take back our country and, you know, we need to take this back to the 1950s, mm-hmm. right? Before the civil rights. Mm-hmm. Now, Omarosa took that approach too. Right. And she wanted to, you know, she had a relationship with Donald Trump, and she tried to come in there. And I think that she, you know, if anyone to have any influence on Donald Trump, that she would have influence on Donald Trump. And she was trying to leverage whatever she was trying to do and bring in the black HBCU presidents and these people and that people and those people. But as we can see, Donald Trump does what Donald Trump wants to do. Mm-hmm. No one can control what Donald Trump wants to do. Okay? And that's why he has such high turnover, because it's and I said, with the Kanye and the free thought and whatever it is, you can, but to me, the reasonings of him supporting Donald Trump, to me, don't make freaking sense. All right? I don't see, you tell me, Kanye, what's your agenda? What are you talking about that for black people? What's your agenda? What are you going in there and saying needs to be done for black people? I don't see it. No one's seen it. It's just all this fluff like, yeah, let's do this with him. What is the agenda?
I don't know that we got it that far. I think that
what's he talking about? He said when he went to visit Donald Trump at the Trump Tower, he was high as book. That's what he said.
Mm-hmm.
He was high as book. So we have these lucid moments with Kanye, mm-hmm. where one minute you're doing this because you're drugged up. Next minute you're doing. So to me, it's like, what is your point if you don't have an agenda?
I don't know. I mean, I'm not going to say I don't know. We don't know if he has an agenda, if he doesn't have an agenda. I'm not saying that Kanye West is the most sane person. That's not what I'm saying at all. What I'm saying is that his intentions are honestly good, but his means of going about it are what gets twisted and, quite frankly, fragmented, and we can't figure it out. So what I agree with, and I never got to this point, but when
Lathan,
when he stood up and checked Kanye what he was saying, it brought Kanye back to reality, and Kanye needs more people like that in his life. Now, again, I think that the media right now, us, social media, we are tearing Kanye apart right now because of all the things that he said and all of that, which, I mean, it's funny. It's memes, and it is what it is at this point. But more people need to hold him accountable for the things that he's saying and explain to him that your thoughts need to be more thought out before you blurt them out because of the platform and the influence that you have. Now, you mentioned Omarosa. I mean, who knows if Omarosa's intentions were pure or not. Maybe they were, maybe they weren't. We really don't know. However, had Omarosa been somebody with the influence like a Kanye, and I'm not saying Kanye himself, but a Kanye, we may have had more of an impact. That's the reality of it, because it would have been more people backing her. We shunned her the minute she signed on with him. I'm not going to say no one. I can't speak that broad, but most of us were not fans of Omarosa, so she could not pull together the support to pull off those agendas.
I think that with Omarosa, and yes, people did shun her because she did support Trump. However, she got those, and people are saying like, well, the way she propositioned herself to people, like getting the presidents there from HBCU and whatever she was doing, she got them there to the White House. So obviously they felt like she had the president's ear, mm-hmm. right? So maybe as a whole, society may have shunned her and been like, you know, you are this, you are that, whatever. But she was trying to kind of bridge the gap between the African American community and Donald Trump, and putting some agendas, because they were trying to say, okay, well, we need more funding for HBCUs, we need this, we need that. And then what happened? It was just a picture op. You know what I mean? For Trump, it was a picture op, and that shit went out the window.
Listening to your theories and everything that you've said, then what do you suggest is the best option with Trump? Do we just fall back?
Let me tell you about Trump. Let me tell you about, you know, what's happening. And Sean Hannity is a prime example of Donald Trump, and when he talks about quote unquote draining the swamp and whatever the hell it is. Donald Trump, from what I feel, my free thought, right, is making his friends richer.
Yes.
Okay. That is the main agenda of his administration. Okay. So you put people like Ben Carson in charge of HUD, and they're gutting the system. All right. So when you see that Sean Hannity has bought up all these properties, right, and is making money off of all of these properties through the HUD system, that's what's happening. And we don't know all of everything that's happening, mm-hmm. right? And I'm sure it's happening with education. I'm sure it's happening with housing. I'm sure it's happening with every single cabinet member that has been put in a position of power. They are a pipeline to making sure that Trump and his cronies and all those other people are getting richer by the day.
Okay.
And I feel that it doesn't make a difference what we say to Trump. We just have to get him out of office. And I understand what you're trying to say. Like, we need to have someone who is in there. But as...
That's not what I'm saying.
You're saying that we need to have a black person would support Kanye and what he's trying to do, because
that's not what I'm saying either.
Then what are you saying? You're saying
I'm not saying that I am in agreement with what he's doing. That's not mm-hmm. what I'm saying at all. What I'm saying is I understand
what he's doing.
I don't think that he's doing it with malicious intent, as everyone is taking it.
I don't think it's malicious. I think it's self-serving. I don't think it's malicious.
I don't think it's self-serving.
I think it's self-serving.
I think that his way of thinking is one way, and he thinks that that way would be influential to get us on board. However, we all may not think on the level that Kanye thinks, because let's be honest, he does think on a higher level. I'm not saying higher, on a high level. We don't all think that way, nor do we agree with everything that he's saying.
I mean, I think Kanye is good at what he does. He makes music. He's great with fashion. He pushes the culture in those ways. When it comes to everything else, I don't think that he is as informed. I don't think that he is as well read. I don't think he knows the history. And it's sad, because, you know, I said there's moments. I'm a huge Kanye fan, so it's very heartbreaking for me and very disappointing. I'm a huge, like, of anybody's, the first person's album, you know, between him and Jay, I'm getting, okay? Mm-hmm. And I said, I've seen the man from when he first got on the scene to where he is now. And I don't know his, I don't know his day-to-day stuff or whatever it is, but I know what Hollywood does to people. Right. And that's kind of what I'm seeing with Kanye. And when you're in the Kim Kardashian world, and the whitewashing that happens, and the disconnect that happens, and the you feel that to a certain extent, like, I was like, you know, Jay-Z needs to send Kanye the song Still Nigga. You know what I mean? Like, you can be in Calabasas and living this life and feeling that you are in this, because it kind of reminds me of OJ in an eerie kind of way. It's like, I'm not black, I'm Kanye. Like, things, you know, things are, because his whole thing is that, don't put me in a box, right? And what he was saying on TMZ is like, I'm not just hip hop, I'm not just black, I'm not just whatever, I'm this, I'm that. And that's kind of what, when you look at the OJ story to a certain extent, it was just like, don't just put me as this black athlete, I'm OJ, you know what I mean? I'm bigger than that. And then you have to understand, you saying that you as a black athlete, a black artist, is bigger than that, until you get brought down to reality of that America still sees you as a black man.
But he knows that. And if you listen,
he knows that.
But if you listen to the Charlamagne interview, and one part of it, he talks about how the media and everyone pretty much shunned him when he did the fashion show. And I wonder, was it Yeezy season 3? Maybe it was season 2. And he started 45 minutes late, right? And the show was amazing. Everyone wore the clothes. We loved the shoes. It ended up being, the outcome of it was great. However, because it started 45 minutes late, everyone pretty much went in on him. And he said that made him so angry, because he took that as one of those situations where he realized, oh, that's their way of reminding me, oh, yeah, you're still black. But he used another word. And he's like, I know that. I know what I am, but I don't need to constantly be reminded of it. He also talks about how, when people describe him, they'll say, oh, the rapper, or a rapper, versus just saying Kanye or Ye or Kanye West, whatever it is. He's fully aware of the fact that society still sees him as this. He's just trying to break that mold of it. He's
doing a horrible job.
Says that. So for us to say that he's not aware of it, he said it. We are not him. So if there is some warped part of his mind that is whitewashed, we don't know, but he's saying outwardly, I realize that, and society reminds me of it every chance they get.
But because his tactics are wrong, right? And I feel like when you have someone like Jay-Z, and you have someone like Russell Simmons, and you have someone like Diddy, right? And Jay-Z has transcended, right? And that's what Jay-Z
transcended what?
Into outside of being just a rapper.
Okay.
Right? And that's what Kanye's striving to be. He's trying to transcend out of just being a rapper, right? But as I said, when they think about Jay-Z, they don't just think about him as a rapper, they think of him as a mogul.
But hold on, right? Let's think about why. If Jay-Z pushed the norm so much that he just said everything that he was really thinking, if we all said what we were really thinking, we would be shunned too. Kanye says what he wants, whether it's good, bad, or different.
You don't think his last album he said things that were controversial?
And Jay-Z? He was shunned. Oh, Jay-Z?
Yeah. I'm talking about Jay-Z.
No. Not in the way. Listen, he said it, but he said certain things in a still politically correct manner, because Jay-Z knows there's only but so far you can push and only but so far you can go before it's like, boom, we're going to kill you. Like, that's not, I do think that Jay-Z said a whole lot, but none of us say every single thing that we're thinking. You may think the girl walking across the street is completely ugly. It doesn't mean you're going to say it out your mouth. Kanye literally says whatever he wants. That's his downfall. However, most of the world does not feel comfortable speaking your every thought. That's not true.
I think things are self-serving, and I think things are done for shock value, and I think things are done for, you know, when he's left, he's like, I knew TMZ was going to be good. You know what I mean? This is going to be good. Like, you purposely went to TMZ with an agenda. Right? Like, you could have chose any other platform or whatever it is. You went to TMZ, stood on couches, stood on chairs, shouting, and that's why dude had to stand up. Like, you ain't free thought, you ain't thinking. You know what I mean? Are you thinking?
Or
are
you just, I think that's where we downplay the severity of mental illness. No, he's not thinking. He has a lack of impulse control. We don't know what his diagnosis is, but we clearly know that it's not of a sane mind. And I use the word sane loosely, because at the end of the day, we all have some type of thing with us. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So for us to say that, clearly he's not. Clearly. that's obvious. But somewhere in that warped version of what he's saying is some truth. It's just too much digging to pull out the truth, and most people don't want to do that. Most people don't want to dissect his words that much to find whatever truth, because you want to take things that people say for face value. That's just like your boyfriend comes home and he's arguing about something, and all you hear is what he's saying, right? But you don't, you're not thinking about whatever it is that's within that that he's really trying to say. And I don't know if what I said was too decoded to, basically no one wants to take that time because we have a million other things going on in our fast-paced lives. So to sit and dissect everything that Kanye West could be thinking is not going to happen, and that's the problem.
And you know, do I think Kanye as I said, like I'm speaking from a place of love for Kanye. You know what I mean?
It doesn't sound like it.
Because it's as a fan, you get disappointed in a person when you're like, what the hell is going on?
I'm disappointed too.
If it was Jay-Z, it would be like, what is going on? And when you look at Beyonce and Jay-Z, they have become a lot more, I would say, pro-black.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they have.
What Beyonce did at the Super Bowl, white people did not like. She got a lot of backlash for that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, her depiction of Black Pantherism and this pro-black celebratory stuff.
Even when she stood on the police car information, all of that. Yeah.
All of those things she got backlash for.
Mm-hmm.
And people, and you look throughout history, Kanye's not the first one that has said things that were not
socially acceptable.
Mm-hmm. Right? And when you, as I said, when you're dealing with mental illness and you have these moments of these quote unquote sound bites, things that you're saying, and as I said, like you are saying things and then people, I was looking at something on Facebook and this girl was like, you know, she was agreeing with Kanye West and she was like, yeah, it was a mental choice for people to be in slavery.
That's
and
ridiculous.
I was like, you know what? People need to, we need to do like this, put people in slavery for a week. Yeah. I want people to experience slavery for a week. Let's take you out of Baltimore. Let's throw you in the jungle of the Amazon, and let's have you work and cut down the trees and give you no, and not feed, do all those horrific things to you, and let's see how much you're gonna be such a fighter. Let's and they beat it out of you.
Even deeper than that, if you really think about to the extent of it. Most of them probably got to the point where they had mental illness. When you go through all of that, it's no way you're still mentally sane.
It's so traumatic. You know what I mean? You're ripped from your family, your kids, shipped across the ocean. You're sick. You see your friends, your people who have died. Those people who made it across the Atlantic, they were the strongest. Okay, mm-hmm. So you don't know if you were there with your sister, your brother, whatever it is, and you saw your sister and brother crammed and died, and what that has on you emotionally. I mean, these are all things that people, I just don't, like, when people say, oh, why do you have any slavery movies? Why do we have to be reminded of this stuff and whatever it is? It's like, know your history. Stop thinking that, like, Trump is a prime example that showed us, like, this is, that racism is what America was built on. Okay, and not saying that we have to be stuck here, but we can't forget what happened, you know, and we have to know it because there's systems that are still there that need to be dismantled.
Wasn't there one part of it where he talked about his frustration when Harriet Tubman was put on a...
Yeah.
And he said that's when he started using Bitcoin, right? And I was like, oh God, what are you trying to say? Like, what are you saying? And then he went on to say, you know, why don't we put, who did he say? Was it
Michael Jordan?
And talk about all the things that he did. And it's like, because Michael Jordan didn't make the sacrifices that Harriet Tubman made. You know what I mean? So, he's a little, what I think is the takeaway from that is that, no, we definitely need to make sure that Harriet Tubman is held to the utmost respect. But we should also emphasize the Michael Jordans.
That's just crazy to me. You know how many times that woman risked her life?
Yeah.
Her own life. She could have been free living wherever. She risked her life to come back to get others.
I think that we should utilize all of our opportunities to make sure we consistently push the blacks that are doing things, whether it be Harriet Tubman, whether it be Michael Jordan, whether it be whoever, right? But you can't say that one is now held equally to the other because the sacrifice is just not the same.
And that's why I said people are living in present moments, and I see it all the time. People just look at what the contemporary of what's happening now or what's happened within their lifetime and don't seem to understand what it took for you to be where you are and you be doing what you're doing. Mm-hmm. People don't seem to understand the sacrifices. I think, like, there's a book called The Warmth of Other Suns, right? And it's a really, really good book. And I said, like, my parents didn't grow up here. We grew up in Guyana.
You did too?
When I was four. I left when I was four. So I grew up here. But I'm just saying, like, you know, we don't have that same kind of torture and terror, right, that African Americans had to kind of go through, right? It wasn't the same. And because it was a country of color, right? Mm-hmm. Now, when you read that book, and it talks about what happened after slavery. This is not even during slavery. This is after slavery. All of the lynchings, all of the terror that was imposed on Black people to keep them in a certain mindset and a certain...
It's the Willie Lynch theory.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And how people fled the South in mass exodus. And even when like this guy, he was a doctor. He was a doctor. Okay. He was a doctor. And he wanted to have his family in California. And he had to drive. He had a place in California that he had a doctor there that was going to house him, right? And he left his kids in Atlanta, and he drove from Atlanta to California.
Is this the person in the book?
This is the different stories.
Okay,
in the
so
book.
This is a story from the book.
From the book, right? These are real life stories that mm-hmm. happen. And he drove from Atlanta to California, and he had to drive, and there was no hotel that would house him because he was African American, mm-hmm. right? And he couldn't pull over on the side of the road because if the cops stopped him, they would
take him,
mm-hmm. right?
So you saying this man drove without stopping or sleeping?
The least amount of sleep, right? He would like try to find something. I think he stopped at one person's house that he knew, you know, and it was like, and during that time, you have to understand that we see that as what California and Atlanta is now and the different rest stops. This is back in the 19, I believe this is like the 1950s, right? There was no rest stops.
Yeah.
Right. It was not as developed as it is now, those highways and those paths and whatever it is. And he has to drive from Atlanta to California, and he was so scared to stop, and he would have to try to beg some of the hotel people to let, you know, because they were a little bit more liberal as they went up north, mm-hmm. and he would like, can you please, and they would just, the white people, even if they wanted to let him stay, they were like, we can't let you stay because if the other patrons found out or whatever it is, like, they would, you know, they wouldn't patronize their hotel. So some of them would let them sleep in the back, park his car for like, you get a half hour, you know, half hour, but then you have to leave or whatever it is. So this is these are the kinds of stories I think like people are kind of like completely unaware of, having to drive from Atlanta. You're right. He's a doctor. Like, you know what I mean? He's not just like he's a doctor, and he has to make it to California without being arrested, lynched, harassed. No, people wouldn't serve him food. I mean, all kinds of horrible things. Yeah. And this is after slavery. This ain't during slavery. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's what I said, my reading is so important because it's just like, you know, and he became one of the top doctors in California. He was Ray Charles's doctor.
So he eventually got his family there.
Well, yeah, he was a success story. He made it there, and then he, you know, he was went to another doctor's house and they set him up, and then he started, you know, some people had migrated there from his town, and you know, and he started building his business, and he became a really successful doctor. And he was Ray Charles's doctor. I think Ray Charles even made a song about him, so he was in his song. But when you look back, you know, when people look back, and it's just like, these are the things that Black people had to go through and this is post-slavery. So for to say that it was a choice or these things, and there's still systems in place to keep people of color and people of lower income down.
Mm-hmm.
And those things have to be dismantled. And that's why things are happening slowly but surely. Mm-hmm. And I think that Trump is good because he kind of, we thought it was a kumbaya or everything's great. Obama, we have a black president, and there's still things that are happening mm-hmm. that are showing that things are not okay.
I agree.
So, I mean, I said, you know, it, this was very, I've been in a pissy mood because I'm like, I love Kanye. You know what I mean? Like, I really love Kanye, and there's no, I don't, I think there are people who pull him aside and say,
there
hey.
Are, like T.I. went to see him, John
people,
Legend.
A lot of people.
Yeah.
You know, he's friends with John Legend, who's very, and his wife and him are very mm-hmm. conscious and mm-hmm. anti-Trump, and they do try to speak to Kanye, but I think that sometimes he does things, and it's self-serving to me. It is for shock value. It is to be contrary. He's one of those people. There are people out there who just want to be opposite, who just want to be oppositional.
It's like, called oppositional defiance.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Who's like, oh, you doing that? All y'all doing that? I'm doing this.
And, you know, that could be him. That may not be him. We really just don't know. I don't think... I'm not sitting here trying to proclaim to understand what the heck is going on inside of Kanye West's head. I'm mm-hmm. not. I don't even agree with none of the stuff that he's saying mm-hmm. at all. I'm just saying that if you really listen to what he's saying, it's more than the sound bites that we're being played on Instagram.
And that's fair. It's just not, I said, tactic.
No. And I agree with you. I think that
it's tactic.
If you have something to say and you have a good point, you need to find another way to say it and clarify yourself a little bit more, because saying that slavery was a choice is absurd.
Yeah,
that's absurd.
Definitely.
Saying I love Donald Trump, I mean, that's your opinion. That's your opinion, but it's hurtful to those of us who he's hurt.
Yeah, I mean, I say you could say you love Donald Trump, but don't say the other stuff. You know what I mean? Don't say slavery was a choice and that. You could say he could prance around here and say he loved Donald Trump all he wants to. You okay? Like, you know what I mean? But why? But you know what I mean? Your reasonings don't make sense. If you're saying, oh, you like Donald Trump because he defied the odds. He said something like that. He defied the odds and he became president. Oh, yeah, Kanye, that's a miracle. A rich white guy became president.
Right.
That is so uncommon. Like, where in history that has happened? You know what I mean? But when you look at Obama, this
that's black defying boy, the
that's
odds.
That's defying the odds. And then I said, if people read and they know about the presidents, there's Oliver Stone did something on Netflix, you know, and went through every history and all the presidents and so forth, whatever, starting from a certain time frame. Like, you see that, what we think, I said, because people, we all just live in the present, and if we don't know history, mm-hmm. we don't know what happened and how people who were not supposed to be presidents end up being presidents, just more as figureheads. Mm-hmm. Like, you would see, like, that happens. The same thing with Ronald Reagan. These people, he was an actor. You know what I mean? Like, Ronald Reagan was an actor, and then he went into politics, and then became a president.
But he went into politics before he became president.
Yes, and I completely see what you're saying, but there are other people in history. We can't live in this contemporary moment thinking that life just started from when we were, you know what I mean?
I'm not saying that, yeah. And I don't obviously agree with Donald Trump being president, but I do think that to a certain extent, power had to be taken away from politicians, even if it's just for a little bit, because now at this point I think both Democrats and Republicans appreciate each other just a little bit more once they get him out of office. You know what I mean? I think that at this point some of them are even working together and teaming up to try to get this man out of office. So it's unfortunate that we had to go through all of this to get to that point, but hopefully something decent comes out of it.
Yeah, we'll see. Anyway, very passionate. I'm sorry, I was yelling in the microphone.
At me.
Yeah.
And I was like, wait, I'm not Kanye. And I'm not
Kanye,
agreeing with what he's saying.
No, I'm playing. Because I'm passionate about, like, I'm really, like, it's from a place of love, man. It's just like, yo, what's going on in your brain? Don't be the new OJ. All right.
Don't be the new OJ.
Anyway. All right. Thank you guys for joining us. Pete, Chris, take us out.
I know Obama was 7 cents. But ever since Trump won, it proved that I could be president.
Yeah, you can, and what called though? Don't they go against the teachers, you yay talk, folk?
Yo, Tip, I hear your side and everybody talk, though, but ain't going against the grain everything I fought for.
Probably so, yeah. Well, where you trying to go with this? It's some shit you just don't allow.